Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company.
I would say that one good run got me real comfortable and relaxed back there to see everything happen.
All right, that was Alfred Blue last Saturday night. Had a nice debut against the 49ers. He takes on the Broncos tonight. Drew, Tanya, Dale, and nobody's saying he's going to take the place of Arian Foster. Impossible, because that guy is a one-of-a-kind back. But how encouraged were you by what Alfred did last week?
I mean, he had some good runs. He had, especially with the first-team offensive line. He was part of that end of the first half goal line situation that we've heard a lot about all week and that really frustrated Bill O'Brien. But those are the kinds of things that, you know, they kept going for it there because they wanted to put that on film and show them what they did wrong. So, you know, that I think the short yardage thing, that's something that Arian Foster did really well. And that could use a little work.
Yeah, Arian Foster kind of had a goal line or a magnet for the goal line. Mm-hmm. He was great about that. But what did you see?
Well, that's the part of Arian you're not going to replace. Yeah. I don't care how good Alfred or the other guys are. We can't be too surprised that he's a competent back because Arian wasn't drafted and, you know, he became an All-Pro. So draft status doesn't matter. Obviously, Arian had skills and also perhaps some college issues that led to his situation. Alfred had an injury, which kept him from being drafted higher. To me, he's Arian light. He's got soft hands. He can catch. And I think he's really into the game. He'd absolutely killed himself this offseason conditioning-wise, even though he was doing it just to be a backup, not thinking he was going to win a job, but knowing in the back of his mind that Arian's hurt a lot, so there could be a great opportunity. You know, kind of the same thing with Clowney. I mean, these guys have both shown me things that tell me they're very, very serious and need to be taken seriously, and the Texans would be happy to have them.
Yeah, you know, Spencer Tillman, who does the color commentary tonight on the preseason broadcast, he said repeatedly going into the game last week, want to see more patience from Blue as far as getting to the line and then accelerating through. Because last year, kind of had the propensity to just kind of bull in there and get going. We saw flashes of that. Yeah. That was pretty – I thought that was a good thing to make.
He made a couple nice cuts.
Absolutely.
Something he's talked about a lot, too, is wanting to be able to develop that patience, not to see – he calls it false daylight. Yeah. He uses that term a lot because sometimes you'll think it's something's there and it's not really there, and that's something that he's worked on a lot.
All right. As far as this offense goes, without Arian Foster – it's gonna change. I think both in the way it's the ball's run and the way they target different individuals in the passing game. What do you see going differently without Arian in the
Well, offense? it's pretty obvious. Even if Arian were still here, and of course he will be back, they've simply got to reinvolve the tight ends.
Yeah.
He totally disappeared from the offense last year. You are replacing Andre Johnson. You're 80 plus catches a game. So I mean, a season. Excuse me. 80 a game would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
But I think the wide receiver guys will be a by committee share the wealth deal. But O'Brien wants his tight ends in this offense. This is an offense that the tight end should shine in. I mean, there are no Gronkowskis here, but at second or third tier level, they can be very effective. So I've seen a lot of that in practice, and I think you're going to have to see more balls thrown to the tight ends and caught by the tight ends.
And we saw a little bit of it last Saturday night. Yeah. You'd spread the ball around.
Yeah, a little bit of that, and it's something that the tight ends are very, very aware of. They've talked all offseason about needing to get better, needing to be more involved. They were I think they had the fewest targets of any team in the league. Two tight ends, which is crazy considering this offense.
Now, the lack of movement roster-wise when it comes to replacing Arian Foster's spot on the roster, because he's still on that 90-man spot, that's kind of encouraging because you want to see what he is in about a month. Well, about 3 weeks from now before you have to make a roster move.
Sure.
They might keep him on there for an extended period of time if they think he's only going to miss 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Right. Well, obviously that's what they would prefer to do. Yeah. And they're hedging their bets, and they don't have to make a decision right now, so why make one?
Well, and the thing that with that running back group is that this team knew that at some point they weren't going to have Arian Foster. Maybe not for this long, maybe not with something this significant, but they knew that he was going to miss maybe a game or two here or there with soft tissue injuries, and because of that, they prepared for it. So, they believe in what they have right now.
All right, we haven't talked anything about J.J. Watt, so after the break,
who?
We're going to do that.
Who?
That guy, number 99, does some commercials, does some other stuff. We'll get into that in just a bit. But also, we got to get their predictions for the game tonight and what would make this evening a success. Less than 20 minutes away from kickoff, Texans and Broncos, don't go anywhere. You are watching Texans extra points.